Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 16 of Japan Time. As always, I'm your host, Rogers Base, Roger DiLuigi. I am joined this week by the Triforce of Awesome, who need no introductions, Shofu, Zeph, and Ricky Cocaine.
Ricky Cocaine!
Thank you. Oh, God, praise
Lucy,
the heavens.
I'm
that
home.
You just did that. All right, so I know a lot of you guys have been asking. There's a lot that we have to talk about. A lot of stuff in Sakurai's Miiverse Pictures of the Day, everything from two new characters, one of which is extremely exciting. So let's just hop right into the Miiverse pictures and let's get this started. So the first picture was for February 10th, 2014, and it's a picture of the Nintendog stage on 3DS. And I wasn't going to talk about this, but Ricky, I think you were the one who texted me and you said you thought you saw Ness in the TV.
I never texted you or told you anything of the sort. You don't put that on me.
I'm pretty sure you did. I'm pretty sure
wasn't
if I go
me.
Back and look at my phone,
dude,
you're the one who sent me that.
Okay, all you got to do is zoom in, and that could be any ambiguous red and blue hat pixel nonsense.
I am in complete agreement with you. I just thought you're the one. I'm in complete agreement with you.
You will not scapegoat me today, Roger. You will not scapegoat me.
I'm talking about scapegoating when you guys were trolling.
Oh, man. I don't think it's Ness. But continue, describe the picture in the first place.
Oh, that's too funny. All right.
Wait, describe the picture in the first place. People don't even know what it looks like.
True. All right, so it is a picture of the Nintendog laying on a carpet in what appears to be the Nintendog stage on 3DS. And in the picture, the dog is looking at, like, a TV screen. And on the TV screen, there's this, like, character with a red hat, it looks like.
That's not Ness.
I don't think it's Ness either, but people online were saying it looked like Ness. And I see people in the chat saying, oh, yeah, I think it's Ness. So I'm assuming that they wanted us to talk about this.
Dude, if you think that Sakurai would out himself and reveal Ness secretly like that in some ambiguous pitch, it just doesn't make sense.
He actually did it with Brawl, though, because with Brawl, there was that commercial where they showed Ness's little icon next to Lucas's before he was revealed on the website.
Oh, okay.
So he actually has precedent of doing that.
Maybe it was an error. Maybe it was a mistake. You think it was done purposely back then?
No. I think it was just a mistake, and I'm pretty sure someone in advertising was fired for it. But I don't know if it's
always serious. But like, I mean, even if this was a little hint that Ness is coming back, who didn't know that?
No, I feel like Ness is pretty much confirmed anyway. We need to talk about that. All right, so let's jump to the next picture. This
is
February 11th, 2014, and this is a picture of Lucario doing double team, which looks pretty cool. Graphically, looks awesome, but it's pretty much...
Let's talk about the actual move for a second. Let's talk about how this move is complete garbage, and all you have to do is hold block and nothing happens.
you mean like always in Brawl? In order to
if you actually hit somebody while they're doing that move and you just hold, well, I mean, you have to be prepared for it, obviously, but usually you just hold block and it takes Lucario so long to come back and hit you that it's like kind of a useless move. I've never seen any competitive Lucarios like use that move like ever really.
Double team?
Yeah.
Almost every Lucario I ever watch does double team.
Bro, what are you saying?
They use it as like a counter though.
No, they don't. It's too punishable. You can block it and destroy Lucario as soon as he comes back. I mean, he disappears and does that little teleport thing.
Yeah. Either way, I wouldn't be surprised if they gave this a buff and like invincibility frames or something. Because they were even talking about the buffs on the last episode. He was talking about like the Aura Sphere buff and how his like his extreme speed's faster, and it looks like it does damage now. So
no, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. He's got the aura sticking out of his hands. It's like glowing blue aura now.
That's true.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure it'd be awesome if it worked like how it works in Project M, how it does like just that little bit of damage. But I don't know, we shall see. But the next picture of the day, this is a picture of the new home run bat. So I actually think this looks pretty cool, I'm not going to lie. So this is a picture of Toon Link hitting Donkey Kong with the home run bat, which is now like black with yellow circles on it, and it's got
all black everything.
Yeah, everything. And it looks like it's got like red rope or something on the handle. I can't really make out what that is. It looks like red rope. But I think the thing that was cool about the home run bat, I love the animation now when he actually hits the opponent. It does this like spiral anime looking thing. Looks like something ripped out of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and it like sends them flying out of the arena. And I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, let's talk about Donkey Kong. I wonder, that's the kind of face that you make when you've seen a booty that can't be described. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is just too glorious. Oh, yeah. That's what I like to see. Sakurai knows what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. Everything's becoming more animated. From the last picture with Lucario having those star twinkly eyes to bugging out on DK's eyes, it's like he's really trying to make this, not more accessible. I don't know what the word is, but just like more friendly.
Animated.
Yeah, it's animated. You know, just fun.
We can see this with literally every character, like, recently, too. We saw it with DDD. We saw it with the characters that are just about to be talked about. Whoa, ladies and gentlemen on the stream, we have another person joining us this week. Straight from the Bahamas, Mr. Sullivan Richards is here to join us.
Welcome, homie. How you been? Okay. That mic is atrocious.
That is horribly atrocious. We finally get Ricky to come back.
Your mom is atrocious.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Do. I'm not gonna say nothing, homie. I'm not gonna say anything because you don't want to turn me up right now. I'm just gonna keep my woosah.
Your what?
I'm keeping it all centered. I'm trying to maintain my chakra.
Your chakra.
Continue. So we were on February 12th, and I think we might have been moving on.
Yeah. All right. So we're moving on to the 13th. Day before Valentine's Day, and Sakurai posts a picture of Peach doing Zeph. I don't know what move is Peach doing there.
I call that the up taunt.
Is that her up taunt?
That's probably her new up taunt, or it's probably a new up air. But I'm going for up taunt.
Oh, all right. If it's her up taunt, do we have another person joining us right now?
Hello.
That's my son. That's my son, Torn.
Hello, Dad.
All right, Torn's here too. All right, so we were just talking for Sullivan and Torn. You guys just got here. We're talking about the picture where it looks like Peach is doing her up taunt or up air, and now it's got like a rainbow.
Yeah, I'm just thinking it's up taunt. Her up air, that looks too much.
All right, her up tilt has already been seen with the heart.
We've seen her up smash. So.
Yeah. Oh, her up smash is the one with the ribbons. That's right. That's right.
Actually, that'd be kind of a weird move to have a rainbow come out.
Yeah, that's probably just a taunt.
True. All right. Well, doesn't really matter.
This was all one of those fake outs, right? It was a fake out for some other kind of out.
No, it wasn't. It was a different day.
He waited a whole day? He put this up as a legitimate whole day?
I thought that picture was cool.
It wasn't anything, but okay. What happened the next day? Why was the next day so ballin'?
I don't know.
I hear some music playing in the background. What is that?
Somebody's turning up in the background.
Oh my goodness. Sullivan, you're going to have to turn that down.
My apologies.
Okay. February 14th, Roger.
Thank you. All right. Little Mac was revealed in a new trailer. Trailer, by the way, looked incredible. It was like done in this beautiful Joe art style. I mean, there is so much to talk about regarding Little Mac. I'm just going to throw it to one of you guys because I feel like you guys would have more to talk about in terms of like actually talking about the character and the changes. I want to hand this over to Shofu because Shofu, I know you specifically mentioned that you want to talk about a lot. People have been asking for you to talk more, and I know you've got a lot to say regarding Lego Max. So what do you think about this newcomer inclusion?
I don't have that much to say. He just looks... They made him look like a monster in that trailer, though. Oh, Lord. He looked like a complete savage. Reminded me of a young me.
Putting them hands on him.
It reminded me of when me and Ricky play Brawl or Project M.
I mean, you weren't putting the hands on me, per se. I was putting the hands on you. But yes, it, but we all know. I will never.
I remember that to losing to you.
I will never admit to losing a show for.
That comes down to
documented.
It. I am the god.
Zeph is the ultimate one, but at the same time, when we're talking about mere mortals at the game.
Yeah, but Little Mac looks really good. I mean, from what I've seen anyway.
I think completely opposite.
What? Okay. Are you serious?
Okay, let's all go watch this trailer.
I'm not trying to get shot, so.
Everybody, it's time to see this trailer, because it was just amazing, okay? I think
all
it's playing.
All right, so are we watching it right now? So doing a play-by-play of this trailer right now. We
are. It's only S4, but whatever.
It starts off with the little shink nonsense, and then they have this whole sequence.
Little what nonsense?
Shink.
You know, the Brawl logo.
Oh, I thought you said a racial slur.
Nah, man.
No one's racist around here.
All right.
Okay. It starts off with the Little Mac doing the sit-ups and the
morning routine, you know.
Yeah. Training up. His black trainer is showing him how to do the things right.
Doc Lewis, man.
Zipping. His hands are fast. You can't keep up.
By the way, I want that like pink hoodie thing or whatever. I want that to be an alt costume. I really badly do. And I'm sure it will be.
I think he's going to throw it off when he like, that's his entrance animation. He's
gonna... Oh, maybe he might do that. That would work.
You see an homage to the little sandbag. That's how you know it's Brawl. That's how you know it's Smash. Little Mac punches in. Oh, and there it goes. This is a weird fetish joke that Sakurai has, man. I don't understand it. It's always this like
tweet, the tweet that spawned 1,000 retweets that you put out that morning.
Little Mac isn't afraid
to punch a girl.
That's
1,000 retweets.
It got a lot of retweets. It was like 100 something.
No way.
It was
okay.
Yeah.
Let's go back a little bit. Let's go back. So he runs into the arena.
Right. By the way, Prophet Ricky, Prophet Roger. Prophet Shofu and Prophet Zeph all called that this is a punch-out stage way back when this first got revealed.
We can stop it for a second.
Yeah.
You remember how it looked before. You'll see, like, a redesign. The corners have, like, the little logo. The sign at the top says punch-out everything. And then he runs in there with lightning-fast speed.
Wait, pause a second, because we're talking about this World Circuit stage.
Yeah, you can. Everybody can.
All right. Wait, so the thing I think that's interesting about this World Circuit stage is we've seen this previously, and it had, like, the Smash logo on the floor. And people were saying, oh, well, now that Little Mac has been revealed, now the real version of the stage is being shown. But in some of the other pictures, like, later on in the weeks, with, like, Diddy Kong and things like that, you could see the original version of the stage. And we've already seen alternate versions of other stages where, like, they have different platforms, like the Mega Man stage. We saw this with Smashville, where there's, like, the one where it's in City Folk and the one where it's in, like, the town from New Leaf. And we've seen this with a lot, even the Fire Emblem stage, where it was, like, the one on 3DS, where we saw, like, the basic arena, and then there's another one, like, with the statues from the Fire Emblem stage from Wii. So I think this just further, like, maybe not confirms, but further, pushes the idea that there might be multiple versions of the same stage in all of these games, which I think is really interesting.
Continue.
No, well, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I think, like, for this particular stage, it changes when Little Mac is on there.
What do you mean?
It reverts back to just being, like, a Super Smash Punch-Out ring without the logo for Punch-Out in it.
Oh, but like when Little Mac is actually playing in the arena, then it's like an
Alfonso situation.
There you go. That's actually what it's called now. It's just, he's Alfonso-ing.
But yeah, that's how I feel. And I might have evidence later on to prove that. But
right on. Well, let's continue with this trailer then. Let's keep talking.
Yeah. So he comes in, puts the hands on Diddy.
The dash animation. Oh my gosh.
He's okay. So there he is.
Go ahead.
So, like, you see how he rolled behind DDD and, like, immediately acted out?
Mm-hmm.
That's not unique to just him, because as we've seen in, like, other character trailers, with characters in it, you can almost, in this game, it's not like this in any Smash, but you can act out almost immediately of your role. Hello?
Yeah, you're here.
There's two of them.
Oh,
great
now.
Echo.
Sullivan is a menace.
What did I do?
You're
in stream.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, so Sullivan gone, okay.
Alright, so... Yeah, but...
Oh my gosh, this is a disaster.
What I was saying is that just rolls are much faster, and you can act pretty much immediately after you roll, which is nice.
But didn't you mention that in the Marth, not in the Marth video, but it was in the video for Rosalina? Yeah,
it was Marth.
Yeah, where we saw Marth do the same thing. Yeah,
this just reinforces it.
Yeah. Speaking of Marth, people were talking about his grab, which I think is really funny, Little Mac's grab. It's like, how can a dude with boxing gloves grab Marth? But you see, he's like really low down to the ground. He's like sticks his arm out. And I think Sakurai talks about this in a later picture, but just as we're going through the trailer, I think it's worth noting again that he is predominantly a ground fighter. Like, he sucks in the air, but on the ground, he's super fast. He's able to get off all these jabs. He looks great. So, all right, let's continue this.
So
sounds like Snake.
I don't know if you'd liken him to him, but probably. Because he's moving swift. There's the scene where Mega Man shoots off like a fully charged Buster. He jumps over it.
He doesn't jump over it. He jumps through it.
He jumps through it. Yeah, that's his, like, I'm assuming that's his side B. Punch thing or whatever.
I'm assuming that he gets a tiny, tiny, tiny amount of invincibility frames, and he just timed it well there.
And now the jabs, too, the really fast jabs that he's doing at Donkey Kong, I'm assuming that's just standard A.
Yeah.
And it's just like when you hold down A, and it does multiple versions of the same attack.
Okay. I see.
His recovery looks like complete garbage. Mm-hmm.
It's used more for a combo, I'm guessing. A combo.
Yeah.
Is anyone going to start this up again, or are we just chilling?
No, yeah, we can start the video back up again. All right,
I keep clicking it. Nothing is happening.
I just clicked.
I'll click.
I clicked it. We're going. See, the people, when they're listening to the actual version, will just see the trailer on loop while we're talking about it.
What is happening?
Yeah. Us, as we're doing it live, we're syncing it on this SyncVid thing. This is new to us.
This thing keeps freezing.
There we go.
Someone keeps pausing and trolling. All right. So then it looks like he has this uppercut. All right, yeah, so there's one. Go back.
Okay.
Whoever's paused that. So the villager shoots out this gyroid, and we've seen that attack previously, the gyroid rocket. But then Little Mac press play again.
He withstands the gyro rocket.
And goes right through it.
And, okay, we see we see the little villager doing his bastard movements, putting Pit in a trap. And setting Pit up for something that looks like a molly whopping.
Well, that's where he digs the hole.
Yeah, this is where he. But I didn't think that he could just do it, and like it was that easy to. Oh well, DK has.
DK that does, yeah, I was gonna say DK has the same thing.
Because I was about to say that's a little unfair, but
no one ever uses that with DK though.
It's hard to pull off. It looks easy with the villager for some reason, though.
Yeah, because I think it looks like it's lower to the ground, whereas DK's is like two. It's like he charges his head back and then he does it. And the villager just looks like he shovels and that's it.
It seems more telegraphed with DK, but not with the villager. So maybe that's why it's useful. But the whole point is a gyroid rocket was fired. It didn't phase Little Mech. He paid little no mind to it. He's charging up, and then he hits him with something that looks real fierce.
That looks like a really terrible move.
You don't think that it'll ever land?
No, look out at how long it takes for him to get out of the move.
Isn't it a charge animation, and then he just does it?
No, look, after he hits them, look what he does. He, like, shakes.
Yeah, he's right, shaking.
Are you sure that's immediately afterwards, and it's not, like, a charging animation?
That's him after he hit them. It, like, zoomed in on him.
A shiny finger type movement. Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, I didn't see it before. I see it now.
I could care less about the guard frames. I mean, I'm not going to let someone sit there and charge in my face. I'm just going to grab them, and then it doesn't work anymore.
Oh, wow. I never thought about that strategy.
You have all the time in the world to dodge it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could just jump. Great.
Well, okay. That's assuming that it's not like, oh, you're recovering, and then he charges it and fires it off at the right
time. That's like the equivalent of getting hit by a wizard punch or Ganondorf's up tilt.
Yeah.
Roger's gone. Congratulations, Roger.
Yeah, you have to be sleeping to get hit by that.
Huh. Okay. Well, let's
keep going. So then, all right, so it's counter.
This move is good.
Yeah, yeah. So this is, I'm assuming, going to be his down special, just like all the other counters in the game. And it does look good. It looks... The sweet spot on the video is really interesting, though. Like, where when Samus hits him...
Yeah.
So he does the counter, the sweet spot looks...
I like the animation. It shows, like, a little a heart monitor when you counter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People were mentioning that, the little like, heartbeat thing.
The reason I think this counter is so good, I think it's the best counter in the game, but...
Really?
I think it's so good because after he hits them, he winds back. Like, he brings back the punch almost immediately. He doesn't stand out there. Which is Lucario's weakness. Like, that's why his counter was so bad, because he would just kind of float in.
And only the, I mean, it took a long time to get, like, to hit you. And then, like, after it hits you, he would just be, like, floating
there. Yeah, Lil Max is more like Marth's.
Yeah, and it pulls back, like, it looks like invincibility frames. I'm assuming they probably are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this does look really good. I like the look of that. All right, so next attack. What's the next attack when we click the video?
That speed
for Little Man, extremely fast. But on top of that, if you notice, he goes low enough to the ground when he's running that he actually goes underneath Mario's fireballs.
Yep.
So I'm assuming this is going to go underneath, like, Fox's lasers. A lot of other stuff in the game. Falco, even like maybe Lucario's base projectile, like when he's doing a regular B or sphere, it looks like it'll run underneath it. I mean, it looks monstrous. His dash looks crazy good. And then I'm assuming this is his dash attack coming out of it. Mm-hmm. It has to be, just based on the video.
How
looks
do you great control too, speed it punches like that? Up.
Same way you control Captain Falcon.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Mailer.
He's swift, man. Yeah. Little Mac looks really swift on the ground.
This is why I'm shocked that you said you think Little Mac looks bad, because I've seen
I'll explain after. Character. We're almost at the part why I think he's a bad character.
All right, we'll keep going. Right. Keep going.
So he knocks some sense into Mario.
Yeah, that awesome combo against Link?
Yeah, so that's what got me feeling like this is going to be a very combo-wombo kind of game.
All right.
So it looked like he dodged or something, then came back in with a swift punch, then after that does like an up B move off the ground.
Yeah, but his up B is clearly garbage when we see it later in the video.
I don't know, that gave him a lot of air.
He got a lot of air coming off the ground with it.
Yeah, right, yeah,
probably won't get any
air. It didn't look like he got that much.
Yeah.
So here we go. Here's his terrible forward A.
That's why I think he's a bad character. Hey.
How can you create a character who has no air game?
Snake was kind of like that. That's what Chopin
was. Snake's Nair was super good.
Yep.
And his back air is good, and his down air is good, up air is good. His forward air is good if you can hit somebody with it.
Sole reason why I think Little Mac is a bad character, this is only going off the old Smash games, is because every single top tier character in the past Smash games have had a good aerial and ground game. And then maybe like the top five characters all are like that. I mean, look at Melee Jigglypuff.
True.
Yeah, and Fox, Sheik. This is just Brawl. And then in Brawl, you have Meta Knight, you have Snake, you have Diddy Kong. Who else is there?
Falco,
Marth.
I meant to talk about this though when we got to it the first time. You know that move, Ricky, if you can go back on the video just a little bit, to the part where he runs past Mega Man's blaster thing. Okay. You know, he does that, like he does the flying haymaker.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called in real life?
Yeah, that's what it's actually called. Yeah, a flying haymaker. Okay. Yeah. And I'm assuming that's going to be a side special, and I think that might work almost like the gyroid recovery with Villager. Because remember we were talking about how bad Villager's B-up is, too? Where he does, like, the balloons that could easily be shot?
Yeah.
And they could easily break? But it looks like the gyroid will be his actual, like, real way to get back on the stage, like the gyroid rocket when we're talking about the Villager. Yeah, right there. You just skipped past it. So the part with where Little Mac is dodging past Mega Man.
Yeah, but...
That flying haymaker... I don't know. The only difference is I don't know if that has to be on the ground to be activated, or if it sort of goes like Falcon's, where Falcon does the, what's the name of that attack? His side special.
Raptor boost.
Yeah, the Raptor boost. Thank you. And if that can be activated, because that flying haymaker looks like it goes quite a long way, if that can be activated in the air, that could like maybe help his recovery options and maybe even give him some aerial game too.
It might give him aerial game, but again, just like his forward smash, look at the... If he misses, look how long he has to cool down for.
Well, the thing is, we haven't seen his down air or his up air. Sakurai has said that his aerial game isn't as strong as his ground game, but there's a lot of characters where they aren't as strong, but they still have one or two viable options while in the air or on the ground. So I don't know. We'll have to see. I think that comes down to more Miiverse pictures and seeing him. And then the last thing that was in this trailer that we saw was his final smash, which is Gigamac.
Wait, that's not the final thing, but we're getting close to the end.
Yeah, it's close.
So,
go ahead.
Yeah, we see Gigamac, ugly son of a gun.
is that from Punch-Out?
Yeah, it's from Punch-Out on Wii.
I haven't played the Wii one.
All right, so the multiplayer mode in Punch-Out for Wii, basically, you play Little Mac versus Little Mac, because it would be weird if you played as, like, the other, like, King Hippo or whoever.
Yeah.
And you play Little Mac versus Little Mac, and then basically, when you get your activated final special, like in multiplayer, you become Gigamac. And then the one player who's playing the non-Gigamac version of Little Mac has to fight Gigamac, who plays entirely differently and has, like, crazy jabs and punches and everything like that. So, I mean, it seemed like, even when they introduced it, like, it would definitely become his final Smash if he was ever going to be in Smash Brothers.
This looks cool for, like, an event mode, like Gigamac, Giga Bowser.
Yeah. I'm sure that'll happen, too.
Is Little Mac Hispanic or Italian or something?
What?
What? He's from the Bronx. He's probably Italian or something. I don't know.
Just something I was thinking about.
Why does that matter?
All right.
So,
Here we go. Okay. Go ahead.
Here's what people are really scared about.
Yes.
So, at the end of the trailer, we start to see this power-up meter that it seems like, of course, only Little Mac gets, but I think it's canon to his game. And I don't know whether he charges it up at will.
He charges it while he's charging a smash attack.
Does he?
He's charging an up smash right there, and it's going up as he's charging it.
So every time he charges a smash attack, it ups his charge meter?
Yeah, and you see how when the charge meter goes up, you see how it goes through different colors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, depending on the color, it can block. You know how he blocked, like, the gyroid?
Uh-huh.
I think that was at max, and then maybe, like, that's when it was, like, red or whatever.
Okay, okay.
I think the higher the meter, the more he can block.
So basically his standard when the charge meter isn't fully up is just that basic star punch that we saw?
Yeah.
Where, like, it goes across the stage, but when it finally becomes fully charged and he charges enough smash moves to use it, that's when it becomes the star punch, like the sky uppercut or whatever?
Yeah, when it's fully charged.
Okay. All right.
That's what I think. It's
making sense now.
So the only relevant question here is this attack OP?
No. It's a fully charged smash attack.
Well, it's not a fully charged smash attack. It's activated after you do fully charged smash attacks.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, like, you know how you could... Okay, let's use Fox again, because he's the best ever. You're charging your up smash with Fox, okay?
Yeah.
That meter goes up as you're charging it, and then you know how when you reach the max charge, it just goes off by itself?
Uh-huh.
That's how it's going to work with him. That's what I think. You can't save the charge. That would be...
That's what I think it is. I think you save the charge with every charge attack you do, and then that's when it finally becomes, like, when the little thing goes KO and the bell rings. I think that's when his standard move changes.
Yeah, that makes more sense to me. Otherwise, it'd be like every single fully charged smash attack will kill somebody.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, but if you're getting hit by a fully charged smash attack, you deserve to be punished.
I mean, what if your shield breaks? What if your shield breaks? You don't just die because your shield's broken.
Jump, roll, sidestep, grab it.
Well, the meter move, though, is based on Super Punch-Out. Because, like, in that game, it would increase as Little Mac hit someone, and then it would go down when he was hit. So it's possible it could work like that.
Yeah, that might be. I don't know. That's just what I think.
So he
maybe
just has
it was edited during that part. I don't know.
Because in the video, it zooms in on his icon, so you can't see what's happening to make it actually charge
up. Well, he's in a charging, like, stance.
Okay, so I guess you can assume from that.
That's
right, because it, like, fast forwards, and you can even tell from the shadows on the boxing ring.
Yeah.
That it's sort of like fast forwards. Little... And then on top of that, too, that knocks Mega Man out of the arena at like 34%.
Yeah, but another thing is we don't know. Okay, just keep in mind these people are not DIing.
Of course.
You don't know what Mega Man's weight is. He could be really light. And, well, yeah, those are the only two factors.
I don't like how Mega Man gets played when he dies, turning into the particles. It's like there's no, you know when he's gone. There's no hope. Like, you know how some people fly off and you think that maybe you can use some directional influence to get back.
Uh-huh.
But like with Mega Man, you know when he's done, as soon as he just splits into particles. So I don't know if that's I don't know if that's good or not.
If you play this one back, I want to look at it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm going to play it back real quick.
So yeah, he gets popped, pew, 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 pew.
Yeah, you could tell there was no TI there because Bowser was floating up there for a while.
Yeah.
He held down. He wouldn't have died. Yeah, Mega Man looks to be a light character. He's way lighter than Bowser. He died immediately.
Yep.
You know, but he also said that you know a character is done for when that black streak comes through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he made a point to highlight that punch in the trailer, like the first animated part of the trailer where he punches Samus. Like, he's making a point to highlight that this punch is extremely powerful. And he even talked about it, like I said, we didn't even talk about this yet. So, actual Miiverse picture posting, Sakurai mentioned during the screenshot where he's punching Samus, Sakurai writes, specifically, his biggest feature is his power meter. When this gets charged up, his standard special move changes, and it turns into a one-hit KO uppercut. Sakurai specifically mentions it turns into a one-hit KO uppercut. So maybe this immediately KOs you regardless of like what your percentage is at.
Wow. I just saw something horrifying.
What?
Can you play back that punch? Can I pause and play this as I want?
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Yeah,
you should
yeah.
be able to control it.
I won't be control it. But can you go to the very beginning of when he starts charging it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then as soon as he hits, pause it. Okay. As soon as he hits Bowser, pause it.
I was close. One more time.
Getting there.
Okay, I'm just gonna hit pause. Bop.
Hold on, because when he hits Bowser, like when he sends him flying up, pause it. Because for me, it's yeah. Okay.
Oh, right there.
You see the percent?
Yes.
Bowser had like 200 something percent for some reason before he even hit him.
What?
This attack cannot do that much damage.
No. That's before Little Mac even hit Bowser.
So you're saying like one of them. Are you trying to say
Bowser's percent like jacked up as soon as before Little Mac even made contact, his percent was at like 200.
Well, it looks like Bowser's never gonna die.
Well, I mean, this is all for demonstration purposes. I don't think they were fighting.
One more time for me, please.
One more time, just for you to get.
See, look, you can see right there. Yeah.
See, he's at 37%, but then when he actually fast forwards and goes to the punch, he's at 200 something.
Yeah.
I think it was just a frame jump, like with the actual percentage meter. I think the punch did that much to him.
Sure.
But it goes by so fast when you know, because like it's a one-hit KO punch, so you only would notice the percentage for a split second.
Maybe, okay. That might be it.
That's what I think it is.
Alright.
2-3-1.
So then the very last part of the video, we see Little Mac sort of do this like pose, looks like one of his taunts. And that's it. The punch-punch, up-in-the-air uppercut thing, and then the video ends with Samus's little morph ball rolling around. And Little Mac and Doc Lewis eating chocolate with the sandbag with a bandage on his face. So there's still a lot more to talk about regarding Little Mac. But there's one thing that I did want to mention while we were going through this trailer that I noticed. And Little Mac, I think, works like Pokemon Trainer in the sense that, you know how Pokemon Trainer calls out what Squirtle and Charizard and the rest of them do?
Mm-hmm.
We see multiple times in this trailer Doc Lewis calling out what Little Mac is
doing. They wouldn't torture us like that.
No, I think that's actually going to happen. Because you even hear it in the trailer. He says, like, break through the armor and, like, do an uppercut. Just
be it for the trailer.
I don't think so, because Little Mac, even in the Punch-Out games, Doc Lewis does that. Where he's, like, calling from the sidelines, like, do an uppercut or do these different things.
Yeah,
so I think maybe Doc Lewis basically works as his voice.
Maybe.
So you'll hear, like, grunts as Little Mac.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha. That's a possibility.
Yeah.
I pray that's not what happens.
Oh, yeah. One more small thing about that video.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's about Mega Man. You know how in the original, a very first footage we saw of Mega Man and Mario? You know how when he shot his little buster shots, it made Mario flinch? In this, they changed it so the buster shots don't flinch anymore. It just does damage.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
I think I also saw that his... You know, you remember what he looked like when he gets his hurt animation, which was basically like him being stiff.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah, where it did the NES movement. Yeah.
Yeah, it looked different in the trailer when he got hit with the when a Little Max.
So we could see things are being changed, as Sakurai said.
Yeah. I'm seeing lots of people in the chat yelling at me for mentioning that voiceover thing, and they're like, it's a voiceover. No way. That'd be way too annoying. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know.
But yeah. And then he updated the site and had a couple nice pictures. Sonic getting knocked out.
Yeah.
But for the most part, we're happy to see that Little Mac was predicted.
All right, should we move on now? Or?
And actually, while we're here, because people were talking about this very, very early on, back in the E3 days, remember that guy posted on NeoGAF about characters?
I think he got lucky. There's no.
I don't know if he got lucky, because he was being pretty clear. No one else guessed a Wii Fit Trainer. No one else guessed Villager. And this guy wrote the day before E3, Villager, Little Mac, Wii Fit Trainer, who else? Mega Man. And then the only other two characters in that initial posting that he mentioned who we haven't seen yet are me and Pac-Man. Yeah, both of who
where's Rosalina, are very possible.
Rosalina wasn't in it, but Rosalina could have been like kind of like a shocking little, I don't know, addition that that guy wouldn't have known about before E3. Because as we could see in the Diddy Kong pictures later on when we get to Diddy Kong, some of these images clearly were meant to be posted previously, and I think he probably records these trailers, and then whenever a Nintendo Direct goes up, they throw up newcomer trailers. Because the Diddy Kong pictures, clearly you could see before Little Mac was revealed and after Little Mac was revealed with the WVBA stage and the Smash Brothers stage. So, I don't know.
We'll get to that, too.
Yeah. All right, so let's go further on 17th? Into the, yeah, the 17th. Wow, all right. So this is actually back to Little Mac. It's his pick of the day. Little Mac can deliver some solid punches while fighting on the ground. However, he is not the strongest fighter while airborne. Try keeping his feet on the ground and avoid being blasted into the air when you see him in battles. So, Zeff, what attack is he doing in the air in that second screenshot?
That looks like a back air. It looks like, yeah, that looks like his back air, because we saw his forward air already.
Yeah, where he does that, like, the forward jab thing.
Yeah, so that's definitely, it looks like Captain Falcon's back air.
Yeah,
it does. Holy, like Mega Man's model is so massive.
Where it has, it looks like he's a bobblehead. Yeah, I don't know. What the heck. Well, Little Mac's model is also very small.
Yeah, but even compared to Bowser, he was pretty. Pretty big.
His model's pretty interesting. All right. Well, the next picture, February 18th, we get a new item. So, pick of the day. Hey, look, a bottle. This special item can heal even fighters who have accumulated over 100% damage. As we can see, it's the fairy in a bottle from Zelda. I don't understand why they keep adding healing items.
I think they completely removed the heart for this. But
you think so?
I hope they didn't, because I like Smash having its own unique items as well, because it's its own game series.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they already changed the bat because people associated that with an Earthbound.
Sure.
S's bat. So sure. That's fine, whatever. They changed the ray gun because it looked, I don't know what it looked like, but it looked like, I guess you could compare it to Fox's blaster, maybe a bigger version. And then I guess they just got rid of the heart for.
So you think they're actually replacing the heart container with it? Because we always had the Maxim Tomato and the heart container. And the Maxim Tomato did basically the same thing, right? Where it accumulated over 100%.
And again, this thing says this is a special item.
Huh.
So it might rare, like be really rare.
Could be.
I don't even know.
Could be. We'll see. But it's an item, and we turn items off usually. Anyways, next picture. So for February 19th, we get a picture again of the Nintendog stage, and Sakurai says, this dog is huge. Wait, no. The playable characters are small. The Smash Brothers series doesn't always stay true to scale.
Oh.
And I'm not... People I know who are in the chat...
It's not.
I'm not going to clutch on that. I'm not even going to mention you should not be named.
Swear.
I'm not going to talk about it. I saw people tweeting about this too. I don't think this deconfirms or confirms any character who I previously said I will not talk about again. I don't think it does. I won't mention it.
At you. He's laughing at you, Roger. Sakurai. He's laughing at you.
He might be.
That's what that is. Dude, this is definitely a direct jab at you. And
he watches the podcast.
Of course he does. And he wants
he's
to bring you down.
He's aware of everything Smash Bros. Related on the internet. I guarantee he probably does.
It's making us suffer.
Oh,
But okay, it was a cool enough picture, and
yeah, and the stage actually looks fun. I actually like that stage because we've seen different layouts of the stage where like the block is rolling around, and we see like building blocks on the floor and the different Nintendog toys. So little characters running around with a giant Nintendog in the background just seems funny and seems like a perfect fit for a Smash Brothers stage. So yeah, I like the stage; it's cool. So the next picture is once again Little Mac, and it says, as shown in Little Mac's debut video, here's the height difference between Samus and Little Mac. He's used those mighty green gloves to punch out many a challenger bigger than him. And people are saying, oh wow, you know, Little Mac's model is really small, and we see he's about the size of Pikachu and Olimar in that picture from his like full character profile on the website.
That's so messed up.
But I feel like you could see here, Little Mac's not even standing straight.
No.
Like, he's sort of like in a boxer mode, where both of his legs are sort of hunched down and his back's hunched down, so I think they're not really being fair to Little Mac.
I don't know why Sakurai keeps doing this.
I don't know.
First it was Link and Peach. Now we're doing this.
Now he's shipping. I don't even want them to ship.
I mean,
Samus.
Why? If it's
characters, I want them to ship. No, I want them to ship Wii Fit Trainer and Little Mac.
Makes more sense. If he's saying characters that are bigger than himself, right, he could put. To put like Bowser or DDD. We haven't really seen much of DDD.
That's true.
Then we get this.
But
you're disgusted or something. No, Zeb. Zeb sounds so repulsed.
I don't know. So we're gonna move on to the other big announcement for these past 2 weeks.
Let it be known.
We also called this. I saw people saying hashtag Roger was right on our Facebook page. Oh, or man, Roger the
Prophet
or whatever.
You said that so humbly.
Roger was right.
Gosh.
Hashtag. Yeah. But we get Diddy Kong re-revealed for Super Smash Brothers, and something is kind of scaring me with this Diddy Kong announcement.
Why are his hands so human?
Sakurai mentions, he says, we've increased Diddy Kong's flexibility this time. This picture shows how far his punches stretch during his strong side attack. His range looks crazy now.
Yo, isn't that his forward tilt?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah. So if they increased his range like this, it just scares me to think what his range is going to be for like his up smash or his down smash.
It's his down smash that we should be worried. No, his forward smash and his down smash. His
down smash is going to be frightening if his range was... Because that's already such a good move. And he has like no punishment whatsoever after he does that sweet move. So I don't know. It scares
that,
me.
But
I'm happy Diddy Kong's back, though.
I'm
and
not.
People were talking about Diddy Kong as... like, maybe he would be paired up with Dixie Kong, or...
I hate this little bastard.
I really am happy that he's back. I think
this
he's
tripping,
always been an interesting character, and I don't know, I'm happy.
Endorsing, infinite abusing.
Based what? Ricky putting the link to the character profile page in this right now. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
The infinite is strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can actually see the side strong attack, his tilt or whatever, on the character profile on the website, where he's doing the thing to Mario. And the range looks crazy there. He's doing Gumu Gumu no Diddy right there. And then also with Diddy Kong, sort of the same we've seen with DDD and Donkey Kong and other characters too. He does look a lot more animated, so his eyeballs are sort of like bugging out when he's doing the rocket booster belt thing or whatever. And here's the image. Ricky, you said you were going to talk about it when we got there. The image with Diddy's doing his like up. I don't even know what that is. He's like up tilt.
You have the picture with Diddy and Little Mac and the Punch-Out Arena, and then you see the, what is it, the World Federation something? What?
Yeah, WVBA Circuit, World Circuit, like, logo on the stage.
So every time I need that said, you will say it. And
WVBA you see, Circuit.
You see that happening when Little Mac is on the stage. But
nice.
If you go back, they're still on the Punch-Out Arena, and he's fighting Mario. But what do you see? You don't see that logo on the mat, and in the background you see Smash Bros instead of Punch-Out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And actually you can see this in another picture too. It's the one where his pop gun explodes. Is there on the Punch-Out stage, but it's blue and has the standard logo, doesn't have the WVBA circuit logo. So
yep.
Same thing. I'm in complete agreement with you, Ricky, that this is probably going to be something like when Little Mac comes on the stage, it becomes a Punch-Out stage, but otherwise it's like a standard Smash Boxing arena.
Yeah. Still there, buddy.
I saw that Warchamp had tweeted about something too in regards to the other pictures on the website. Yeah, so there's a picture with Diddy Kong doing his back air, Lucario doing some attack in the air. Yeah, his back air. And then Samus. And I thought this was her back air.
No, that's not.
So what is this?
I don't know.
It's like she's going forward.
It looks like it could be a new move. They could.
Yeah.
I don't want them to do it, but they could have replaced her missiles with an air dash.
You mean like the air dash from Super Metroid, where
he got? That doesn't make sense.
That's what it's looking like.
Well, we've seen the missiles already, so we know it can't be the missiles. And the only thing is, Warchamp mentioned
her down special.
The Morphling Balls. We've seen them already.
Unless they changed them already, they could have changed her up B.
That's what Warchamp said. Is maybe they got rid of the screw attack to add in that like the dash attack. And actually, in Super Metroid, when you hold down the dash attack, you could shoot yourself like super, super high up, like to get onto like really high ledges and to break through things. So maybe they changed her B up now, where if you're in the air, it does like a side dash, but when you're trying to get back up, you could like maybe charge it and then dash all the way up into the air. So
I feel like Lucario's, you can control which way it goes.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. He's made a point too where we said we haven't seen the screw attack yet. So what does it all mean? I don't know.
DK is such a funny character. This picture of him.
Which one?
The one where he's smiling.
Oh my god. Can we talk about how bad those fur textures are though? Like, oh my god.
I think from far really away. Bad. You never zoom in this much when you're playing the game, so it doesn't matter.
Like, I thought it was interesting looking at these screenshots. Like the one with Lucario and Samus and Diddy looks good on the Galaxy stage. And the one with Little Mac and Diddy looks really good too. But all the other pictures on the Wii U version look atrocious. Like you could see polygons and there's some really weird effects going on.
You make better fur textures, Roger. You make better
fur textures, yeah. I can't even edit an episode of the podcast and I make better fur textures.
I didn't say you did. I'm saying you should. But okay.
What's with this one picture of the Pikmin, like the blue ones throwing up gang signs?
Hey, crib.
He like knocked the red one back. The yellow one doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Liz Diddy. I don't know, eyeing his prize or something. I don't know what he's up to.
Red one's just leaning his head back like, hey.
Does everybody know?
What'd you say?
Oh, does everybody know what's happening with the Diddy Wii Fit trainer and Fox doing like a handstand?
That's their getup thing.
Oh,
that's when they tech.
Okay.
That might be Diddy Kong's taunt or something now, but that's Fox's tech.
Okay. It's interesting though because they're all at different angles of the camera, where it doesn't look like they're on one plane.
Yeah.
Because like Diddy's aiming at the, like, well, he's not aiming, but he's like looking at the camera. Fox is sort of to the side of it, and so is Wii Fit Trainer. They're both like sort of rolling to the side. So, you said that's coming out of a tech.
Yeah. Fox's is his.
Yeah, back. But Diddy and Wii Fit Trainer, I don't know.
I don't know anything about Wii Fit Trainer or Diddy Kong.
Both of the 3DS pictures of Diddy Kong look really good though.
Yeah.
On the Gerudo Valley, like 3DS version keeps looking better and better every time we see it. It looks so good.
I used to not want the 3DS version to even exist, but it's all right now.
Yeah.
You see that banana?
We see it, looks good.
Don't talk.
You see the banana?
Don't talk about it.
You see the banana? Course.
What did I just say?
Bananas are coming back.
There were promises that were made about tripping.
He said there was no random tripping.
Yeah. No, he said there was no tripping in Smash, but the banana I always thought was going to cause tripping too, because it does in Project M too.
Yeah.
Like when you throw out a banana, you could still trip on the banana even though there is no other tripping in Project M. So I think it's just something exclusive to Diddy Kong now.
I hope he's limited to just one banana.
He'll probably do two.
God, no.
I can't see them not do two.
God, no.
Actually, don't most of the characters that shoot out extra things, can't they do two at once?
I don't even know.
Oh, Rob can't. Rob like charges the Gyromite, and then he, I think, shoots out one, and he has to wait till it disappears to do another one. But yeah, but Diddy can always lay him out. All right. Well, I'm going to say something real quick, and I'm going to give ourselves a little bit of time to talk about this while we're waiting. Mm-hmm. So people in the chat, if you have questions, ask them now, because I know there's like a minute-long delay on Twitch, so you guys are going to hear this a minute later. Yeah. But if you have questions, ask them now, and we will answer. Because we talked about a lot of stuff, but we still got a little bit of time, and people have been asking for us to do listener questions, And I saw people sending in listener questions, but you know what? We're on a stream right now, so how about you guys go ahead and ask, and we will answer.
I'll scope out good ones.
Cool, cool, cool. In the meantime, what's everyone been doing this week?
Let me see if I can't find a...
Count money.
And actually...
Smoking crack.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, you took it there, man.
Did Roger know?
No, no appearance, and there it was.
Roger?
Roger?
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, we hear you.
You randomly keep DCing, dude, I swear. Am I the only one that sees it?
No, I saw it.
Okay. Wait, what happened?
I don't know. You just DC'd. Randomly DC'd?
I DC'd?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Okay, all right, what was the question?
There it is.
What's happening?
Here is the question. First question right now. Does Kirby get the power meter when he eats Little Mac?
Oh.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, we haven't even seen Little Mac's Neutral B.
He's confirmed. His Neutral B is the Star Punch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's confirmed, right? We even talked
about that. Man, I actually thought that was a smash attack. Oh, God.
No, so his standard, before he actually charges it up, like using whatever other method he uses to charge, is that giant punch where he goes like across the stage and cuts through where the gyroid is. Now that's his standard punch.
Now I look like a dingus.
Yeah, well, we talked about it, and you just ignored it.
A doofus.
A doofus. So, what do you guys think? Do you think he gets the star KO, where he could charge up and he gets the star
punch? Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, he gets the fucking punch.
Jinja Ninja asks, if the Pokemon trainer comes back, what new Pokemon will he have?
Stop it.
I don't think he's getting any Pokemon. I think if he comes back, he has Charmander. I mean, not Charmander. What am I talking about? Charizard, Ivysaur, and Squirtle.
He's not coming back.
If he does come back, though, that's what he said. I think if he does come back, his Pokemon aren't changing.
Yeah, I agree. I think if he doesn't come back, though, we're at least getting Charizard.
Yeah. Charizard's too popular.
Too iconic. And plus, Charizard got a Mega Evolution.
Who is doing it?
Who's doing what?
I don't even know. Someone was...
Somebody's messing around right now.
Snake, that was my phone. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right.
That was Sullivan. Sullivan
Richards returns. This man is a disruption.
He is a disruption.
That's what you bring him for, man. You bring him for that disruption.
For the disruption. All right. We got another question. It says, what do you think of the possibility of a primarily air character in contrast to Little Mac's primarily ground game? Asked by Chaos Blitz.
Yeah, we have Kirby.
I was going to say Rosalina.
Or her. Or Peach.
Because they talked about Rosalina's air game being good
before. Yeah. Peach fits there.
Yeah. Peach does too. I don't know. What other newcomers other than like me and
Pac-Man? Or Luigi. We keep forgetting about Luigi being
good. Oh, Luigi. Game. Yeah. Luigi's got good air game. Strobix asks, what new Pokemon stage do you think they'll make?
Pokemon Stadium.
Yeah, obviously. There'll be a Pokemon Stadium. But in terms of a new stage, I think maybe Enz Castle.
Yeah, I love that song. God.
I don't know. What else? You know what would be cool, actually, if they replaced the Pokemon Stadium stage with the World Tournament Arena from Black and White 2.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be really cool. And you have maybe like gym leaders in the background like cheering you on or whatever, and then it's got like confetti and everything. That would actually be great. I want that to be the 3DS stage now.
When do you think Captain Falcon is going to be revealed?
When do we think Captain Falcon's going to be revealed?
You know, I'm going to say never, because I said Zelda isn't coming back, and she's here now. So if I say Falcon isn't coming back,
we're going to get Falcon.
That means he's coming back.
Yeah. what? Ortsac? I don't even know how to say this name. Ortsac 36? Did you hear about EGAD from Luigi's Mansion joining?
What?
No.
No, stop. Stop. No. I'd rather a me.
Well, the me's are pretty much given at this point. J-Man Ultra 6, do you think Smash will have a cool stage for events called Event Stage, where if there's a special event like a birthday or a holiday, it changes that event?
I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, maybe when you load up the game, it says Happy Birthday. Or something.
That'd be kind of cool. Or you get like a trophy for happy birthday.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And it's like an Animal Crossing cake.
Yeah.
I could see that. Since Little Mac is an old school Nintendo character, what other old school characters from old school, a lot of old school in that question, would you like to see? I think Takamaru the dog from Duck Hunt, but what would you like to see? So I don't know. I think Takemaru is kind of a good choice. If they do like a cool samurai character, I'd be happy to see Takemaru.
Can I say any old character?
Yeah, old characters, like retro characters.
Oh, man, I don't even know.
I don't know. Takemaru seems kind of like a safe bet because they brought them back for Nintendo Land, and the music would be good, and they could make like an interesting kind of samurai character. Yeah. I could kind of see, like, if Takemaru was revealed, I could see his trailer now, where it's done in like an Okami kind of art style, similar to like how Little Max was done, kind of like Beautiful Joe. Like, I could see them reveal Takemaru in like an Okami art style. And cool. It's playing like cool Japanese music, and then he's just like slashing in silhouette, and then you see Takemaru come out. That'd be neat. Especially if he was like a slow sword fighter, like a powerful, slow sword fighter, because we haven't really gotten those. Like the sword fighter, well, I mean, Link is slow, but he's not supposed to be. But I think in terms of like a nice, slow charge sword fighter, I think Takemaru could be cool.
Yeah.
We've always talked about Mach Rider. Mach Rider would be another cool one.
Yeah, but then Mach Rider, Little Mac, and Captain Falcon.
Well, Mach Rider, I think, would probably use something like unique, maybe like a chain or something like that.
Maybe.
A chain whip thing, or I don't know. Sheik actually has a chain whip. So.
Yeah. I don't care what anyone says. Sheik is confirmed. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. I completely agree. I don't care what people are saying about that, like, speculative beatdown where she shoots out the Phantom from Phantom Hourglass.
We saw the JoJo.
Yeah, it's definitely... All right, what is this? Will there be stages for people in the 3DS version who aren't on a 3DS platform? Like the Wii Fit Trainer, will she have a stage in the 3DS version? I think for those characters, we're just going to get the same stage. So we saw in the Little Mac reveal that the Boxing Arena stage is also on the 3DS version. So I think the Wii Fit stage will probably just be the same on the 3DS version too. And then the games that have like multiple options for stages, they'll just have different stages. Like we've seen the Kid Icarus stage on 3DS and the one that's on Wii U, and they're different. So, let me see.
This one question I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, go ahead.
It said, it's pretty high up here. Hold on. Do you think we're running out of character slots for newcomers? Brawl had 35 and now we're already sitting at 24 without Falco, Ness, Captain Falcon, Yoshi, etc., etc.?
That's a good question.
I think, okay, I was joking about the Captain Falcon thing. He might come back. I don't know. I seriously think we're not getting Ness again. I think he's gone. I think Jigglypuff is also gone.
I'm not drinking.
You've been drinking. When has Ness been relevant? When?
Ness is not going anywhere.
He's just a classic. He was there ever since N64.
Who else has been there since N64?
I feel like we're not going to get that many newcomers. I feel like we're just going to get all the classic characters and a couple newcomers.
I don't know.
Because didn't Sakurai even mention it's not about introducing as many new characters this time? It's about like honing the game or something?
That was one of his first quotes. He said he wanted to bring forgotten characters back.
Right, so Little Mac, I could see maybe Takemaru or something, but I don't think we're getting more than 10 newcomers.
I could care less if Ness isn't in this game.
Ness is coming.
I don't see Wolf coming back.
I honestly think that we're getting everyone from Brawl.
I don't.
Plus Mewtwo, plus the newcomers, like that we've already seen, plus maybe like 4 or 5 more newcomers. I think max. No, that would be the max.
Talking about Zero Suit Samus.
Zero Suit's definitely coming back.
She's another female character. Sakurai needs those.
Yeah. I don't know. I think in terms of newcomers, maybe we'll get... Like, I think at this point, me and Pac-Man, as much as we talk about some people not wanting them, I feel like they're kind of a given at this point. Palutena and Takemaru, they seem like kind of safe bets. Even Ridley. Like, people might say Ridley. I don't know. I'm against him, but...
I mean, like, Ike is not coming back.
This is something I am going to clarify, because I see people talking about the fact that I hate Ridley. It's not that I hate Ridley. I just don't want to see people disappointed when he's confirmed as a stage hazard. I don't want to see people really disappointed about it. Like, if Ridley ends up being confirmed as a playable character, I will be extremely happy, and I think it'll be really cool, and I'd love to play as him. I just don't want people's hopes to get up when I don't think it's going to happen.
Those were a lot of words, man, for I hate Ridley.
No.
Just be frank with everybody, man. Because you've been knocking them since day one.
I've been not okay. I'm not getting into this conversation. but I think we'll probably get like 4 or 5 more newcomers, and then a lot of like returning characters. I think maybe Shulk. Like, Shulk from Xenoblade seems like another safe bet.
Sure, but I'm serious about, like, Brawl roster characters getting cut. I'm not...
I think Rob is a safe bet to return, but I don't think Snake is.
Snake? I don't think Snake's coming back. I don't think Jigglypuff, Wolf, Rob, Pokemon Trainer, Ike, a bunch of characters.
I would be shocked if Rob and Game & Watch don't come back. That's, like, would be shocking to me.
I don't know.
Like, the kind of retro character that Sakurai just eats up. I think both of them are pretty much okay.
I had, like, a two-hour conversation about this yesterday with my friend, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what... Well, continue. Like, tell us, then, while you're on the podcast.
I mean, the whole thing about bringing old characters back is cool and all, but, I mean, characters like Rob and Game & Watch are so... I know people like Roger like them, but I see them as a waste of a slot.
People like Roger. Wow.
People like you because you like them.
Yeah, but I mean, I think they're important in Nintendo's history.
Sure, but...
That's why you choose characters not just based around what games they're from, but I mean, if they're relevant and if they're important to Nintendo's history. And Smash Brothers is all about like coming together and bringing together the history of Nintendo, so both of them seem cool.
Come on, like Ness though, he's not important to Nintendo's history.
I wouldn't miss Ike. Like if Ike left, I wouldn't miss Ike.
I don't care.
I feel like that's a character that we can cut.
I could see Krom being like a heavy Marth. I can see him being taking Ike's spot.
Yeah, I feel like we're definitely getting a Fire Emblem Awakening character taking Ike's spot.
Yeah,
that seems like a safe bet.
Well, you can't have two blue-haired characters.
Hey, what are you saying? Ike and Marth have blue hair.
Yeah,
it was a different hue.
What?
Marth and Krom. I still would be so down to see like one of the minor characters from Fire Emblem come in, or even like Robin, like the main character that you can customize. It would be great if they used him as like a mage. I would like that. I don't know what else. Let's see. Oh, here's another question. Do you think if they bring Mewtwo back, it could be like a Zelda situation in which Mewtwo Y / Mewtwo X would be a transformation?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, I think that would be cool.
I'm surprised that they brought back Lucario and we haven't seen any hints about maybe a Mega Lucario form.
I know Shofu even mentioned that he wanted Mega Lucario to be like the main version of Lucario.
Yeah.
I was kind of with him, too. I was shocked that we didn't get Mega Lucario as, like, the actual character.
Sure. I guess. I don't
know. Let's see what else. Okay, spoiler alert. Yoshi announced next month for Yoshi's new story. Yeah.
I actually want Yoshi to come back. He's one of the few veterans that I don't play.
Does any of us think that Yoshi won't come back?
No, he's coming back.
Of course he is. So is Jazz.
See, it's things like that that don't make sense to me because you created good characters with Snake and Ike, even though, like, you know, nobody messes with them that much. But, like, Yoshi has always been the underdog.
Snake is one of the best characters in the game.
Yeah, I know. You create good characters like that, and then the one that's guaranteed to come back is a Yoshi who is, like...
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, he's like, if somebody picks him, you don't take that person serious.
Yoshi's been coming up in recent years, though. Like, he moved up the tier list solely because of Amsa at Apex.
Yeah.
So
he's been a relatively trash character since the beginning.
But actually, Shofu, you can attest to this. When we were battling at Apex, I got pretty good with Yoshi.
In what game?
No comment.
Brawl.
Brawl?
Yeah.
I don't know about Yoshi and Brawl.
It wasn't Brawl. I think it was Brawl.
Hey, Yoshi has a lot of good moves, like a lot of good gimmicks in Brawl.
Yeah.
In Melee, he's solely a strong character because of Fast Fallers being high tier, and he can combo them well. I don't know anything about Brawl.
And his recovery, I thought, was better in Brawl, too, because it got like the little boost up thing, whereas in the other games, it just shot an egg.
Oh, the egg, you jump up a little bit.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. How did you not know this?
Because I don't play Brawl ever.
It just takes too much work.
You get the invincibility in Melee when you do the double jump, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, someone in the chat just mentioned, it's interesting that Metal Gear Solid 5 is coming out for all consoles except Wii U. And that if they were to still have Snake and Brawl, that would be a little... What does that even say? It'd be a little different? Or that
Metal Gear Solid 5 even have Snake in it?
Yeah, well, it's not Solid Snake, but it's like Big Boss Snake. So, I don't know. We'll see. I think that's enough for listener questions. I think we did a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we got one more. Oh, no, I'm not going to read. Well, I'll read it just because it's stupid. Do you think that maybe Little Mac's back air and KO special might hint that he replaces Captain Falcon? No, James Anime, you're an idiot.
Damn.
Next, one last one.
Hold on.
One last one.
Attack the viewers like
that. Because he's wrong.
What's his name? What's his name? What's his man's name?
James Anime.
James, you're my friend, okay? But what you said there was kind of off color. I think that's what Raj is trying to say. You're not an idiot, okay?
Yes, he is. Don't lie to
me. No, he's my friend.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, before we leave, Rick, you got some story for the week? Before we do, hold on. Where can people find you guys?
You can
just
find
plug your Twitters real quick and just be done with it.
Okay, at the real Zeph. There you go.
Ricky?
At Ricky Cocaine, you find me where you need me.
Chofu's Twitter is at Official Show.
Jamaica!
Mine is at Rogers Base.
Oh.
My YouTube channel is Rogers Base too.
And the person who's basically been running this podcast and contributing the most, Sullivan Richard, find him at Cocaine Richards. That's the guy. The guy who's been making all our music.
And has he really been making all our music?
Yeah, that's Sullivan. Sullivan is Cocaine
Sullivan.
Richards.
Sullivan. I didn't know you're the same person. You're coming through for us, man. We're not using his music this week, though, because Matt Houston made an awesome Attack on Titan beat for us that we're just going to use.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm sorry, man. We're using it. It's really good.
Not a train of bed in me.
It's pretty good. So, Ricky, do you have a story to close us out?
So, everybody on Twitter has been hitting me up, telling me that I need to write down my stories. So, of course, I started a book. And I'm trying to see which chapter I should read from this week.
214, chapter 14.
Okay, I think I'll need some kind of intro for this.
I got you. I got you covered.
Hello, everyone. It's the top of the hour, and you are listening to Japan Time. You see, we've reached a very staple segment of the show, the cocaine stories, as it were, brought to you by our very own Mr. Ricky Cocaine. Okay, enough of that. Now, I'm still your lovable host, Roger DiLuigi, at Roger's Base, also Roger's Base on YouTube, also Roger's Base on Tumblr, and at this time, I am now channeling the spirit of the illustriously smooth and forever jazzy Lonnie Small. And today, we have a very special surprise for everyone. At the behest of the fans, Ricky has embarked on chronicling his journey from rags to bitches. He'll be reading an excerpt from his upcoming autobiography entitled Cocaine Everything, Live, Love Cocaine, or alternatively, Blood-Soaked Hands, Pure White Product, All Cocaine Everything. And I do believe you're reading from the chapter where you and I first met, if I'm not mistaken.
Indeed I am, Roger.
Excellent. Well, whenever you're ready, Ricky, please take it away.
Now, this takes place back in 2004, when I had renounced the name of Ricky Cocaine, the Demon of Bolivia, and assumed the identity of Holden McGroin, a well-to-do IT operations analyst situated at the headquarters of Progressive Auto Insurance. Under the guise of this new alias, not only was I able to live a life of unprecedented peace with my perfect family, all-American, of course, an Asian wife and two mixed-race children in the valleys of Napa County, California, but I was also under the shield of witness protection by the U.S. government, since I was a key figure in the case to convict 14 of the most wanted crime lords since the likes of Al Capone and Pablo Escobar. What the government was unaware of was that I had no intention to snitch on my former associates, but rather I conspired to gather inside information about the case so as to pass it along, thus saving my criminal brethren. Though I understood the nature of my intentions, my affiliates lacked faith. One serene evening in the middle of April, while I was away, my house was invaded by Mal Nguyen, a former business acquaintance from my days as a Vietnamese opium pharmacist. I returned to see my home had been set ablaze, and laying outside were the bodies of my children and wife, who had been massacred and skewered on bamboo pikes like teriyaki chicken. After that moment, Holden McGroin was no more, and from the ashes of his charred existence, a phoenix burst forth, and Ricky Cocaine was reborn. I would spend the next 7 years of my life rebuilding my empire
and building an army to wage war against those who robbed me of my days of serenity. I had acquired an estate so excessively grand, it made Scarface's manor look like a dollhouse. I had military-grade weapons so advanced, some thought I imported them from the future. And I had a legion of skilled killers whose loyalty to me was absolute. All I needed now before initiating the genocide of my enemies was a lieutenant. One who would carry on the will of my vengeance and echo my cry for destruction even in my death. All those I vetted were failures until a name rose up through the ranks of my men and inevitably reached me. They called him a legend, a vessel with no soul, the second coming of Alexander and an incarnation of the apocalypse cloak in human flesh. He was known as Augustus.
Augustus Pristine, the Hammer of Babylon.
I sought an audience with this demon and dispatched my men to bring him to me as I patiently waited for his arrival in my master's study. No more than an hour had gone by before I heard a clamor on the lower levels of my mansion and saw waves of my elite soldiers being slain by a single man on the surveillance system. I had called forth the dark presence indeed. By the end of the slaughter, there was a crimson river that flowed from the topmost level through the halls of the mansion and out into the gardens of the villa. And like a phantom, he had appeared in front of me without a sound. A desert eagle in his right hand, a remote detonator linked to explosives in his left, and the testicular virility to stand up against me. This was his resume. Do you recall your first words to me, Rajan, that day?
Indeed I do. I remember exclaiming as loud as I could,
"Ricky! Ricky, you bastard, you kidnapped my wife and my two children, held them hostage, and got them killed. And I'm here for your head, Ricky, and I will have my satisfaction."
That was it, right?
Dude, I don't remember that voice, but yeah, that's what I said. And with those jarring words, I was shocked out of my stupor and awakened from what felt like a hypnotic trance, with memories flooding back and the startling truth becoming ever clearer. I had never been married, nor did I ever have children of my own, and the government would never have entertained the thought of placing a mastermind like me in witness protection. Rather, in a plot to hide from my adversaries, I abducted a family, left a husband for dead, and changed my identity so I could deal a new age experimental narcotic, which I developed and tested myself. It would be a drug so potent that one's high could last several months, but I had been high for the last 7 years. If not for this traumatic predicament with Augustus, I may have never snapped out of my hallucination. Now, with tensions high, I attempted to quell the infinite rage boiling over in his eyes. I divulged the truth to him, and in response, he emptied 7 rounds from his Desert Eagle into my body.
Ricky, you gonna die tonight.
The only thing that protected me from the wrath of those bullets was a titanium-plated vest. As he reloaded, I shot him in the legs with pistols hidden within the soles of my shoes. It was at that moment, in a blood-soaked mansion,
he made a friend out of a former rival.
Good night, everyone. Part 2 is coming real soon. And that's it.